Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 23rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
States with the most at-risk youth in 2025. WalletHub study. WalletHub has released a report on 2025 states with the most at-risk youth, revealing that 13% of young Americans are neither working nor in school, putting them at greater risk of poverty and violence. The study compared states across 15 key indicators of youth risk, such as the share of disconnected youth, labor force participation rate, and youth poverty rate. Louisiana, Oklahoma, and New Mexico top the list, while Iowa, North Carolina, and North Dakota have the least at-risk youth. Key stats show disparities in disconnected youth, high school diploma attainment, obesity rates, drug use, and homelessness among youth across different states.
Catulla Holdings co-leads $3.7 million seed round for aviation-focused Kilsar. Virginia Beach VA based Kilsar has closed a $3.7 million seed round co-led by Lightbank and Catulla Holdings. The company is focused on building a platform for aviation maintenance and training. Kilsar has formed a strategic partnership with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance to address the growing crisis in aviation maintenance training. Founder and CEO Brendan Lawler, who previously worked at PRA Group, is leading the effort to modernize the training pipeline. Kilsar is developing AI-powered technologies for both defense and commercial use to address the urgent need for skilled technicians in the aviation industry. The funding will be used to expand engineering teams, accelerate onboarding, and further develop Orion's real-time AI assistant.
Boca Helping Hands Bowling for Bread will support the BHH Backpacks Weekend Meal Program. Boca Helping Hands will host Bowling for Bread on August 24th at Lucky Strike in Boca Raton. The event brings kids from local charities for bowling and food. Proceeds will support the BHH Backpacks Weekend Meal Program for area schools. Charities like 4 Kids of South Florida, Boys and Girls Club of Boca Raton, and more will benefit. Community members can sponsor a child or lane or make a donation. The program has helped over 1,100 students in 13 schools, providing meals and snacks. Bowling for Bread is part of Boca Chamber Festival Days, pairing nonprofits with for-profit members. Ovation Home Insurance Exchange is the for-profit chamber partner, with support from the Lee Pearlson Steinberg Foundation, Gary Peters Family Foundation, and Humana Healthy Horizons. For sponsorship opportunities, visit bocahelpinghands.org. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.